Namaskar. A few days back, the Congress President, Mr. Rahul Gandhi, asked for a joint parliamentary committee probe against the Rafael deal. He said, look, I want transparency regarding this particular deal, and I'm not getting that from the BJP government. The BJP government to this had a very, very, very strong reaction. They said they called this an international conspiracy. They said Rahul Gandhi is saying this as part of an international conspiracy, and there is an international conspiracy behind the attack on the government, and any such probe would expose the country's defense preparedness to our enemies and opponents. They said if there is a joint parliamentary committee probe, this will expose our defense capabilities, our defense expenditure to the opponent and to enemies. So they said, you know, it is a part of an international conspiracy that the Congress government is asking this. Now, I fail to understand the logic of this. Because the first time when a joint committee of inquiries was set up, JPC, a joint parliamentary committee board was set up, was for Bofors in 1987. And whatever one, two BJP MPs who were present in the parliament were very pro it. They wanted this JPC. So when Bofors happened, when the JPC was made to sit on Bofors and the JPC deliberated on Bofors, at that point in time, the BJP never thought that it infringed the secrecy of the Indian Army, or it gave away information about the army preparedness or the army capabilities. But when it comes to Rafael, the government feels that, arey Baba, listen, you know, the army will get into trouble, or the Air Force in this case will be exposed, and you know, their capabilities and their pendings will be exposed to the world, which I find that very strange. Number one. Number two, this entire Rafael deal, okay, the price, at what price did India purchase it? What was the escalation of price? Who are the parties involved? What are the Indian companies that got involved? This entire details are already with France. France knows about it. Companies like Dassault knows about it. So the detail is already there, out there in the market. It is not hidden in some corridors of Indian power. It is there in the open global market. You think France is going to guard our secrets? You think Dassault is going to guard our secrets, for crying out loud? It is there in their books of accounts as to what price they sold it to India, what price they procured, what is the profit they made out of it. So what is so big secret about it? So the fact remains that one wonders why BJP is reacting the way it is. If the deal is transparent, if they have got nothing to hide, what is our problem? Show the world what it is. GPC kya, koi bhi CA ke baithne do, what difference would it make to a clean government? Let the GPC come and do the probe. Let the GPC go out in the market and say, you know what, this is the cleanest deal we have ever seen. It's all good. The image of BJP will go tenfold up. Then I guess the Prime Minister and the Defence Minister and all the... In fact, Defence Minister doesn't speak for defence. I think it is Agriculture Minister and Steel Minister and Finance Minister and all speaks for defense, but all the same, whoever, that is BJP's problem. But those guys can come out and say that, look at that man called Rahul Gandhi, he said all this, and look at where we stand, we are clean. Wouldn't that be more presentable? Wouldn't that argument be more presentable? Wouldn't that situation be more in favor of BJP? So I wonder why BJP is so paranoid to have probe. So that was my first thing. The second thing that I want to talk about is, you see, when in a democracy, a democracy per se, by nature, by default, is a process where there is a ruling party and there is an opposition. The ruling party's job is to take decisions. Strong decisions, right decisions, decisions that is benefiting the country and the countrymen. The job of the opposition is to question those decisions. The opposition is supposed to probe, not cause impediment, but question those decisions. the functioning of a parliament per se is for the opposition to ask questions to the ruling party and the ruling party to answer back and to explain themselves to the opposition. This is what democracy stands on. This is the foundation of democracy. What one feels bad is as we are seeing things progress, it no longer is about the opposition and the ruling party. When some person from the opposition says, "Arey bhai, mujhe so-and-so probe chahiye," immediately the answer from the parliament, from the ruling party is not that, you know, the probe is this. The answer is, "Arey, tumhare baap ne paisa liya tha, tumhare maa ne paisa liya tha, tumhare behnoi ne paisa liya tha."
Ek aisa vyakti jo bhrashtachar, jameen ki loot aur share ki loot mein National Herald केस में चार्जशीटेड है अपनी मां के साथ, उससे और हम कुछ अपेक्षा कर भी नहीं सकते। एक ऐसा व्यक्ति जो अपने बहनोई के द्वारा सीधा जमीन लूटने पर खामोश रहता है सरकारी सहयोग के द्वारा, उससे और हम कुछ उम्मीद कर भी नहीं सकते। एक ऐसा व्यक्ति जिसके पूरे परिवार ने बोफोर्स में घूस लेकर भ्रष्टाचार की पराकाष्ठा की थी, उससे और हम कोई उम्मीद कर भी नहीं सकते।
तो व्हाट डज दिस मीन? डज दिस मीन दैट इफ राहुल गांधीज फादर वाज इन्वॉल्वड इन बोफोर्स, राहुल गांधीज ब्रदर इन लॉ वाज इन्वॉल्वड इन सम लैंड स्कैम व्हिच ही कुड बी और कुड नॉट बी, वन डजंट नो, राहुल गांधीज मदर वाज पार्ट ऑफ द करप्ट गवर्नमेंट, सो व्हाट? राहुल गांधी हैज नो राइट टू आस्क क्वेश्चंस और द कांग्रेस पार्टी कैन नॉट आस्क क्वेश्चंस? Or what are these guys saying? What is the BJP saying? That Rahul Gandhi's mother took money, Rahul Gandhi's father took money, so we are going to take two times the money, Baba. We have got our justification. Well, he took money, so I'm taking money. Is that what they're trying to say? The basic, fundamental, and this is not only in the government. Even when we give editorials, when we speak, when I speak at least, I get tens of people writing, "Hey, why are you talking about this? Why don't you talk about 2G case? Why don't you talk about CWC? Arey, theek hai, 2G, if there was money lost, theek hai. If CWC, they took money, very good. Colgate, they took money, very good. So what, you are going to take money? How does one wrong justify another? And how far are we going to shut up an opposition voice or a voice of dissent by humiliating them, by condescending them, by accusing them of or their parents or their family or their people of misgivings, of fraud, of corruption? How long is this going to go on? And if this goes on, where is our democracy going? So if the opposition says, "Tumne ye kiya," bola, "Tumne 2 saal pehle 10 guna zyada kiya tha, to hum kiya." Is that what the answer is? So this is the second point I wanted to make in the same. The third issue, the Supreme Court yesterday made a statement. And the Supreme Court statement read, and I quote, "Though legislatures are deemed to be public servant, their status is clearly not one of a full-time salaried employee of any person, government, firm, corporation or concern." The Supreme Court said, listen, you know what? A legislator, MLA or an MP, is not a full-time job. He is not a full-time paid employee of the government. So he should be allowed to do another job. He should be allowed to do a day job. They were saying that, listen, these legislators are allowed to, you know, go and practice their law or go and practice their engineering or go and practice their medical or whatever. I have an objection to this law. And I will tell you why I think it is not right. You see, as far as a doctor, as far as a legislator, an MLA going and becoming a doctor is concerned, if he has the time, he practices as an engineer, theek hai, to that extent, it doesn't directly reflect to the country. But if he does his job as a lawyer, if he becomes an officer in a court, in a legal system, in the judiciary, then there is a problem. The definition of legislator is that of a person who makes, who has the power to make laws. By definition, a legislator is a person who makes law. This is the Cambridge definition, Cambridge Dictionary definition of a legislator. Now, a person who makes law, how can he practice law? If he is the person who goes to the parliament and he makes law, how can he go to a court and then practice law? Because he will then try to make law benefiting his practice, benefiting him, benefiting his client. So where is the transparency? So to conclude, it will be in the best interest of the Bharatiya Janata Party to allow this joint parliamentary committee probe on Rafael deal. It will reiterate the fact that the deal has been transparent, and it will absolutely, emphatically give a clean chit to the BJP governance. And if the deal is really transparent, there is no reason why that BJP should stop this probe from happening. And as far as the Supreme Court is concerned, we believe that allowing a legislator to practice law is conflict of interest. Think about it. In the morning, this MLA sahab or the MP sahab will go and make a law. And in the evening, he will go to the court and manipulate the same law he made in the morning. Think about it. Namaskar. For more such episodes, please subscribe to HW News and press the bell icon for instant notification. Also, do give this video a like and share the video to spread the word around.